Hey Diva Nation, today's episode we're at Ray's Place here in Akron, Ohio. Mr. Handy Candy joins me for a tasting of four different beers. Mr. Candy also reads from George Arnold's poem called Beer. Test your beer knowledge with my quiz and so much more. Stay tuned! Welcome to the Beer Diva Show, where wine is dumb and the craft beer world has taken over the dull American beer scene once and for all. I'm your host, Dr. Brewski, and with me is my special guest, Mr. Handy Candy. Woohoo! He's so handy and he's so sweet and candy-ish. So anyway, we're here today at Ray's Place in Fairlawn, Ohio. Look at the address below. They've got wings, which of course my son is partaking in right now as we're doing the show. They got wings, they've got sandwiches, burgers, salads, and of course, they have 60 handles that are always changing every single week that we come in. They've always got new beer to try. So we're going to start the show with my favorite part, beer reviews. It's beer review time. All right, the first beer we're going to try is called the Platform Hazy Jude. And it's termed a nutty ale with sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes.
That's what they said. The ABV on this is 7.9%. Huh. So right away, this thing is hazy and cloudy. It's kind of yellowish orange color, yeah? Ooh, it smells sweet, maybe a little hoppy, but definitely sweet.
Almost like grape. Is it grapefruit?
It could be grapefruit. It didn't say. Let's try it.
Not bad.
So I get the hops right away, but you also get a citrus flavor, a juice flavor, right?
It's grapefruit, for sure.
I don't think it's very nutty, though.
No, I didn't get nutty at all. It's not bad, but it's...
It's definitely, it's not what really they described it to be. But, refreshing.
Yeah.
It's definitely light. It definitely lingers. That strong hops flavor, that citrus flavor lingers on your tongue for a little
bit. You kind of get the nuttiness at the very end. Wait, like...
Yeah, maybe, but... I don't know. I'm just so sensitive to the hops that it's like, ha, you know?
She's sensitive.
I'm sensitive. That's right. All right, Mr. Handy Candy, your rating for the Platform Hazy Jude is?
7.2.
I could see. That's not really your thing.
No, but it wasn't bad. It was refreshing. It was... fruity, which I like the fruity part. Just the hops. I think it's a little strong. I like beer. I just don't like strong IPA-ish, hoppy type.
Hop heads. Yeah. I know Lady Faye would have loved that beer. And
she
maybe,
will.
Maybe Mrs. Doubtfire, but definitely Lady Faye. So my rating for the Platform Haze Jude is 8.1. I liked it. I wouldn't necessarily drink that all night. I would have a sampler.
You are so soft.
I'm so soft.
So soft.
No, I think they did a nice job on it. It's just not our thing, you know?
Always wash out your palate.
Cleanse the taste buds, right? All right, our second beer is Sullivan's Black Marble Stout, and it's a nitro. The ABV on this is 5.1%. So let's smell it. I get that nuttiness right away. Not very coffee. Very smooth, a little chocolatey. Mm. I don't get the coffee at all. Do you?
Not yet.
Yeah. Take a try here.
As soon as you taste it, you'll say coffee.
You'll taste coffee. Yeah.
Not bad though. Not as strong as some others.
Definitely a nitro because it's very smooth going down and very light, which is usually characteristic of a nitro because they pump the nitrogen into, usually it comes in a little thing.
Yeah. And for anybody who thinks you don't like dark beers, either did I until that last show we did together.
On the dark side, check it out in the notes.
But there's a lot of dark beers I'm starting to like. Like I don't want to drink a bunch of them, but I sure wouldn't mind having one every once in a while when they're available.
Right, and it offsets, and especially if you can get a smaller size, a sampler like that, it can offset something later that you're drinking and give you something else to try, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like it. It's very smooth, chocolatey, light. It's definitely lighter, not very creamy at all. Just a hint of coffee. I don't think it's very... I think it's more coffee on the backside.
It's smooth.
After you swallow.
Yeah, it's smooth.
Yeah, very light.
Almost like a malty milkshake.
A little bit. But not creamy, though.
No.
There is no creaminess. There's no lactose.
That head is, but...
It you would think it'd be creamy from the effervescence, but it really isn't. All right. Handy Candy. What is your rating for Sullivan's Black Marble Stout Nitro?
7.9.
Yeah, I think it's a little light, and I think if you would have this that it wasn't nitro, I think it might taste better. It might. It needs some more heavy muscle.
I would almost want like more peanut buttery, or what was the?
It was just. Coffee.
Something like that. Something nutty.
I think it needs
butter.
Another flavor, or it just needs to be heavier.
Peanut
of
butter
a flavor.
Or chocolate, something in there.
Creamier. They added some lactose to that to make it creamy. I think it would do it. So my rating for the Sullivan's Black Marble Stout Nitro is 7.6.
Ah.
Yeah, I think they kind of missed the mark on that. Is it light? Yes, but I've had a ton of better stouts than that. And even porters.
It's not bad.
That,
it's not bad, though. Not bad.
All right, our next beer is Thirsty Dog, right here in Akron. Thirsty Dog Raspberry Wheat Ale. And the ABV on this is 5.2%, so very light. Oh yeah, I mean very light. You can see through this thing. You can smell the raspberries right away. Try that.
I'm gonna love this one. This is right up my alley.
This is Handy's kind of thing.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All day long.
So it's a wheat ale, and then they put the raspberry in this. Yeah, I mean, you can smell the raspberry all day
did
long.
Did you clean your palate?
Because I didn't.
It mixed with that.
You know what?
And it almost tastes like
a chocolate raspberry.
Yeah, it was, which was good, but.
Yeah, that kind of lingers on your tongue, doesn't
it? Yeah, I wish I would have.
All right. Thank you, Handy. Mmm. Yeah.
Right?
Wow. Now, this reminds me of the Market Garden Shandy that Mrs. Doubtfire and I had
up at the
Beer Fest. And except that was a lemon shandy, and this is raspberry. That raspberry definitely lingers on your tongue. A little sweeter. Definitely has a little bit of a crispness to it, right?
It's good. Really good.
Mm-hmm.
Almost cider-ish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it almost does taste like a cider, huh?
Yeah.
All right, Handy Candy, your rating for the Thirsty Dog Raspberry Wheat Ale is?
8.6.
8.6.
Yeah, that's up my alley.
Nice. My rating for the Thirsty Dog Raspberry Wheat Ale is? I'm going a little higher, 8.9. Oh yeah, I could drink this all night long. And with the ABV, what was it, 5.5%? I mean, you really could drink this, and I would. I don't think it's too sweet.
Yeah, it's not going to upset your
stomach. Kicks out your taste buds when you're a beer.
It's not
going to
upset your stomach or anything. It's no. Not. Yeah, that's good.
That is really good. I liked it. That go ahead, finish it up. Finish it up.
That all was right. Good.
Our last one we're going to try is the Maze Valley German Pilsner. ABV on this is 5.2%. So right away, clear again, pale straw color, right? You get that like drier, a little bit of the malty smell to it. I mean, I would assume this would be the typical German Pilsner. Oh. Crisp, fresh, dry finish.
Yep.
All of it.
Excellent.
You definitely get that maltiness, and then as soon as you swallow, it's like dryness, crispy, dry, but very light.
Classic.
Get that bite of carbonation. Definitely has some carbonation to it. Wow.
And if you've ever been to Germany or an Oktoberfest, you know why you can drink that all day.
It's because it's pure. Well, so they follow the purity guidelines. I don't know about Maze Valley.
Reinheitsgebot.
Reinheitsgebot. Good job. 1516. German purity law. I've had it on the show enough that I'm actually memorizing.
I want to go back to Germany so bad.
I know. We'll get there handy. Okay. Your rating for the Maze Valley German Pilsner is?
9.2.
Woo! 9.2. Yep.
I am biased for the German beers, yeah.
Yeah, that's a terrible, terrible accent. Although mine's not as...
It's my beer garden. It's my beer garden accent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Is that before or after you've had a few too many?
Yeah, gotcha.
So my rating for the Maze Valley German Pilsner is 8.8.
Nice.
I liked it. Would I necessarily drink this all night?
In Germany, you would?
In Germany, I'll pretty much
I'd watch
drink
you do it.
Well, I'm more of a lager girl. A Pilsner, sometimes because of the crispness, it might not hit.
This actually reminded me of like a Radler.
Oh, yeah, because I bet they put the raspberry juice in there.
Well, or lemon, a lot lemon, of fruit. Lime juice, yeah.
A lot of fruit puree in there. Next up, Handy Candy is going to give us a little poem about beer by George Arnold. Stay tuned.
Okay, here it is. We've got the Jay Brooks on Beer, brooksonbeerbulletin.com. Beer by George Arnold, 1834 to 1865. So he was a short-lived lad. Here, with my beer, I sit while golden moments fit. Alas, they pass unheeded by, and as they fly, I, being dry, sit idly sipping here my beer. Oh, finer far than frame or riches are the graceful smoking wreaths of this cigar. Why should I weep, wail, or sigh? What the luck has passed me by? What if my hopes are dead, my pleasures fed? I lost my spot. You're going to have to edit. Have I not still my fill of right good cheer, cigars and beer? Go whining, youth, forsooth. Go weep and wail, sigh and grow pale. Weave melancholy rhymes
on the old times, whose joys like shadowy ghosts appear, but leave me to my beer. Gold is dross, love is loss. So if I gulp my sorrows down, or see them drown in foamy draughts of old nut brown, then do wear the crown without the cross. Next up, beer quiz.
It's quiz time, quiz time, quiz time, quiz time. All right, we're back, and it's time for beer quiz. All right, question number one. Top fermenting yeasts are used for which type of beers? Are they A, lager? Are they B, German style box? Or is it C, IPAs? You have top fermenting and you have bottom fermenting. Lager, box, or IPAs?
Number one.
And the answer is they are IPAs. So the bottom feeders are the lagers in the box. The top ones are your ales and like pretty much everything else. All the ales, okay? The top fermenting yeasts have more tolerance to alcohol and warmer temperatures, where the bottom ones, they have to be cooler, and that's where the lagers come into play. Question number two. George Washington brewed his own beer called what?
Cherry beer.
Is it A, Patriot? Is it B, Small? Or is it C, George?
Two.
And the answer is?
Small.
Yes, Small beer. So you can actually get the recipe in the New York Public Library. It's there and you can brew George Washington's original recipe for Small beer. All right. Final question. Question number three. What is the name of the beer drank in the Simpsons cartoons? Is it A, Springfield?
No.
Is it B, Duff?
Yes.
Or is it C, Mo?
Duff.
And the answer is, you got it, Duff. So Mo actually was
the bartender,
yeah. And Springfield is where they lived.
The town, yeah.
That's right. So that's it for the show today. Thank you, Ray's Place here in Fairlawn, for hosting us and allowing us to partake in some of their tasty beverages. Make sure if you're hungry, if you want a good brewski, go check them out down below at the address. You won't be disappointed. And make sure you hit subscribe and hit the bell notification so you don't miss any episodes. Thank you, Mr. Handy Candy, for enjoying these nice tasty beverages and helping me out with the show tonight. Make sure you go out and have a nice brewski with someone you love. Why? Because you deserve it. And remember, don't worry, be happy! We'll be right back.